right?
I don't mind that at
no.
all. We are in the window of the Main Street Cafe here at the Square in Medina as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina. A lot of people to talk to today, but we wanted to thank our host, Gary Quesada, who is the owner of Main Street Cafe. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, getting us, pleasure opening you up a little, trying to messing with your routine, I guess.
Yeah, I'm up just a little bit earlier, you know.
So talk a little bit about the cafe. I see by your T-shirt, you have a 20-year T-shirt on,
yeah,
which was from 1987 to 2007. But tell us a little bit about getting into this business, being here on the square. What's it been like?
The square's been wonderful for us. We're in our 28th year. I grew up in the in a family butcher shop in Brunswick, Ohio. So we do. I still have the butcher shop equipment here, so we cut everything fresh from the meat side of things, grind our own burgers, which is sort of unique in the restaurant industry. In fact, all our foods we produce from scratch. So there's, you know, we don't buy anything, you know, canned, and we do our own dressing. So so that's where, you know, my background is.
Now, we had sausage a little bit here yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was that something too? That's
right. So we make, you know, we make sausages, and from time to time we make different kinds. We're just getting ready to make a chorizo that we're going to use in a, you know, so we do maybe 7 different kinds of sausage from time to time as a specialty.
Ones yesterday were really good. Little sweetness to them. Like
little
that.
Maple.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make I make a little maple syrup in my backyard. I live right here in town, and we reduce that down, and we use that a little as part of an ingredient.
That's a painstaking thing to do.
It's just fun. Yeah. The kids, some of the neighbor kids, and we just cook that down. So,
wow. Have you been here since 1987, you personally?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this decor. There's a lot of, I don't know, there's a little bit of a Western feel, sort of
right.
A saloon type.
Well,
of
Medina Square burnt down in 1870. And when it was rebuilt, that's why you have the Victorian look, which is also Western, obviously, the late 1800s. So that's why you kind of see that same similarity. And when they rebuilt, everything in the square burnt down except for Whitey's Army Navy, which is on the corner, which was the jail and courthouse. So it was pre-large courthouse on the square. So that's why you see the Victorian look everywhere. So we try to be continuous with that, with all our decor, and be a little maybe more saloon-looking in the lounge, a little more Victorian, feminine. And
you would have a mixture of sort of that hardwood and the carvings and
right.
The lace as well, too.
Right.
Kind of a neat type of atmosphere. When people come out here for lunch, what kind of things do you have on the menu?
We have a full-service menu. We do 5 different soups every day, so we specialize in that. And we do a soup and sandwich for $6. We sell, that's probably our top seller. I also have a vegan menu. So I turned vegan, so my father's probably.
Wait a minute, you just told me you were grew up in a butcher shop.
And I did. I did. That's the dichotomy.
Well, then they don't have to worry about eating the profits, I suppose, for something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Huh?
So my food costs on my beef's a little better these days, but. Yeah, so I mean, I still cut, but I turned vegan about a year and a half ago, and we are Esselstyn friendly, which he's a doctor from the Cleveland Clinic. So any vegans that are no oil and vegan understand what that is. So a vegetarian could come here, and if, let's say, a lady's vegetarian and her husband still needs that steak, we can still do that. So we have something unique.
You probably have a real long table that they could sit at opposite ends,
right.
Or something like that. One of the things we also wanted to talk about, again, we're talking with Gary Quesada from Main Street Cafe. We heard yesterday a little bit of hauntings possibility in this building, or tell me a little bit about that or how you came to learn about that.
I can say that the building has a lot of character.
Okay.
And that we're written up in Ghost Hunting, Ohio, and we have several psychics come through every Halloween. And a lot of full moons to want to come through here and just check out what's going on. And they say there's a lot of activity here. That's all they say when they walk in.
What do you know about the history of this particular building? What was it prior to you taking over, or even, you know, obviously?
Yeah, this was turn of the century was a clothing store. And then in the 40s was a Kroger. So this was a grocery store. And we still have the grocery chute downstairs. You can see where that came through, where they used to put that through. And then a office supply house in the 60s. So, and then I opened, he was here till I opened the restaurant in 87.
Wow. Would the spirits or the haunted or whatever is the activity going on here date back to when the town burned down to perhaps some deaths?
Part of
here?
Them, for the psychics that came through here, they did a cleansing and everything was quiet. And next door actually was a funeral home. And back at that time, when in the wintertime, when you couldn't, you know, bury whoever, they buried them in the basement. So that's what was done at the funeral homes. So they were buried downstairs until the thaw where you could actually put them in the gravesite. Well, one of the restaurateurs next door, when they were uncovering everything, found bones down there and in the basement. And then we had all kinds of activity here. You could hear stuff at night. You know, we had people come in and say, hey, somebody just walked downstairs, and we went downstairs, and nobody's there. So,
wow, that's kind of neat. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, how has business been these days, and what's it like being on the square here? It's kind of a very unique situation. The community really embraces this square.
I've seen it through different changes, and we are definitely on the upswing. And this is art, for example, this is Arts Week, so there'll be something on the square every day this week. And Sunday, there'll be maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people come through the square. So we'll be very, very busy.
Now, we're in the window, so we can see a little bit. However, one of your windows is filled with posters. Obviously, yes. It's a place for people, if they're coming through. You like to promote all the activities that are going on in the
Correct.
Square here.
Yes. Yeah, so we try to support everything in Medina because it impacts us.
Right. I'm reading backwards. There was a ladies' night out.
This Thursday.
And that's like special night for ladies to come out
shopping? There'll probably be a couple thousand ladies on the square shopping, and we do half-price martinis for them. And we
write that down, Bruce. A couple thousand ladies on the square. What time is that, Gary?
That starts at 5.
At 5 o'clock.
Happy hour. Yeah, <that's,
laughs> we'll get real happy.
And then now, rally in the alleys.
Oh, yeah,
thing going
the
on
music.
Too.
Every Friday night through the summer, we do a concert in the alley behind Main Street Cafe. And a lot of Cleveland bands come down, a lot of tribute bands, like Wish You Were Here, the Pink Floyd tribute, and a Kiss tribute. So we have a lot of bands back there.
Lots of activity here on the square, and of course we are here this Tuesday and Wednesday as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina. And we want to thank Gary Quezada, the owner of Main Street Cafe, for being our host for these 3 days, and sort of putting up with us and all of our wires. And we appreciate your time, and thanks for what you're doing with us. And it's great to come out here to see all the people out on the square.